Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's the former head of the Green Party in England, championship goalie, international BBC presenter, multi-time best-selling author, and somebody who's really expanded people's paradigms and gotten them to look into a lot of very interesting places. And so much of what David Icke predicted more than 15 years ago, unfortunately, has unfolded. I agree with him that we're on the verge of a world transformation, an awakening. The system is panicking with divide and conquer. There's no doubt they blew the oil well. There's no doubt they're now admitting we're going into a depression, trying to start World War III. They know they're losing control. And let me tell you, this is the most important time in human history up to this point. He's with us for the next hour. David Icke, thank you for being on with us.
Pleasure, Alex.
Well, we were just talking during that one-minute break, and you were saying that you do believe this is the quickening or the beginning of the acceleration of a real paradigm shift. There's a lot of issues I want to go over, but what's on David Icke's radar screen that you think is most important right now?
Well, I think, you know, what we're seeing on the surface, horrendous as it is a manifestation of something that's actually much, much deeper than this. There's no doubt whatsoever. I mean, I've seen it so blatantly over the last 20 years, gathering pace and gathering pace. There is an awakening going on. It's not the majority yet, but minds are opening. Now, as minds are opening, they're seeing what they couldn't see before. And what the cabal wants to do is keep those minds shut. And one of the most effective ways of doing this is why we've got to stay really strong and focused in this period we're going through now. And it's going to be a number of years of major challenges. The way that they are seeking to keep us from awakening, to keep our minds closed, is to keep us focused on fear, keep us focused on survival, keep us bewildered, keep us in a state of constant anxiety about what's happening and what about the future. What about the kids? What about the job? The way of life in the Gulf has gone. Oh, my goodness, a war in Iraq, in Iran now. What's going on? Oh, now there's an economic depression. Oh, my. This is all orchestrated to throw everything, not just the kitchen sink, but the plug as well, at humanity in general, so that we are so focused on survival and fear and anxiety that we don't go and continue this process of awakening, so we can actually expand our minds to see what the closed minds before could not see. It's a battle for our minds. It may not seem like that. It may seem like it's just another manufactured catastrophe in the Gulf, another war in Iran, another economic collapse. But all these things are orchestrated to fire at our minds, and our minds are the target, because from our state of perception of self in the world comes our behavior and our actions.
That's right. I've noticed the globalists dominate by just getting our attention and always creating new crisis. So we watch the mainstream television, so we pay attention to them, and they dominate how we dress and what we think and what we eat, and just literally get us sucked into this false tapestry, this false reality that they are projecting. And now they're openly saying they want to start shutting off the web, which shows that they realize they wanted to use it as a tool of domination, but that it's backfiring against them.
That's the word, Alex, attention. It's a battle for our attention, because the idea is to hold humanity in a state where we are filtering and seeing ourselves and the world only through the five senses. We are multi-dimensional consciousness awareness. We are far, far greater than what we appear to be when we look in the mirror and say, that's David Icke, or that's Alex Jones, or that's Ethel Smith. And what they want us to do is keep our attention on the five senses. And that's what we do when we are in fear, when we are in anxiety, when we're worrying about the future, when we have this sense of fear of not surviving. That pulls us into the five senses, and that's what they're trying to do.
And then the system poses as the saviors and says, we'll keep you safe. Just let us run your life. Stay there, David Icke. Back in 3 minutes. A lot of key info straight ahead.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've got David Icke with us for the rest of the hour. If you just joined us, former head of the UK Green Party, champion goalie, a BBC presenter, best-selling author, and always interesting to get his perspective on things. I always find it thought-provoking. And very apropos of what's happening in our world. We always find his perspective to be enlightening. David, instead of us getting into generalities or myself getting into long diatribes about my view of what's happening, today I really want to try to sit back. We'll see if I can do it because you bring up so many points that make me want to chime in and just throw out questions and get your take on it. The globalists are overrunning the West with third world populations. Why are they doing this?
Well, it's two things we need to know to get a perspective on the world is where this cabal wants to take the world and the methods they use to take us there. And where they want to take the world, of course, as we well know, is to a global fascist dictatorship with the end of countries, the end of borders, where basically you just have the world government dictating to massive regional blocks, and anything below that is just irrelevant. And one of the great barriers to that happening is the people's sense of their own culture, their own country, their own sovereign warring nation, if you like. And because people, if they have a real sense of country, and, you know, I'm not saying that I'm into all this, but a lot of people are, and this is the point from the cabal's point of view, they will resist giving that power away, say, from the United States to the North American Union, in Britain to the European Union. And so the idea is to break down that sense of culture by basically breaking down the culture. And you do that by opening borders to other cultures. Now, I'm not saying one culture is better than another. I'm just trying to explain here what they're doing from their perspective. And that you let different cultures pour into the same area, and suddenly it becomes a cocktail. And there is no single culture anymore that people can identify with, and that is all the time loosening and weakening people's sense of need to resist the giving away of sovereignty to unions and to a world government, because they've lost the sense of culture that they had before. See, this is why what we're talking about here is happening all over the world, because, of course, it's a global agenda. In Europe, the European Union has brought down the borders all over Europe, and every time another country comes into the European Union, their borders come down, and they're the borders between them and every other country comes down. And so from Eastern Europe, for instance, people pour into Western European countries, and it becomes, again, exactly the same thing, a cocktail of cultures, which eventually becomes just nothing that really is something people can identify
with. And the globalists can also play those different groups off against each other. Not only will they give up their rights, but then I see the trendies always counter back. Oh, well, it's like Star Trek, which we know is predictive programming. We'll all be unified in love. But this isn't some loving world government that we decided to lovingly join. This was covertly built. They now admit it was a covertly built. And it's authoritarian, dehumanizing, and its admitted end game is global depopulation.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a very, very interesting point, a very important point about playing one off against the other. You know, the people that pour from the poorer countries into the richer countries through the borders coming down are just as much pawns in this game as those in the countries, the indigenous population that are affected by that. It's not good guys and bad guys we're talking about here. It's different aspects of the human race being used as pawns in the same game. And this is why, instead of fighting each other, we need to start looking at what unites us all, which is the fact that we're all the target of this cabal, this global fascist dictatorship in the making, and the very fast making. I mean, we have proof in this country a few months ago now, that during the Blair administration, they were allowing people immigration into Britain on a scale they weren't admitting to. It came out, one of the people involved blew the whistle on this. And what they were actually saying is they wanted to have so much immigration into Britain that it would, this is the quote, change British society forever. And in that one quote, we have the prime reason for bringing the borders down. This is what they've done in Europe. I mean, the government here now, the new government of Cameron, saying, oh, we must slow down immigration into Britain. But they don't say immigration. They say non-EU immigration, because they have absolutely no power whatsoever, because of the European Union laws now and the giving away of sovereignty, to stop anybody coming in from the European Union into Britain. And that's exactly the position they want. They're doing the same in America, of course, as listeners to this program will well know. And so anyone that challenges this in America, for instance, they're called racist, and they're targeted by the federal government, as we're seeing in some states of America try to make a stand on this. And it's all orchestrated to break down and destroy a sense of what is it, what is America, of what is Britain, what is all these countries that are targeted. And like I say, this is not an attack on what we call immigrants. It's absolutely not, because they are as much pawns in this game as anybody else.
And David, let me just add a brief caveat to that. Absolutely. I mean, it's simple. Whatever the globalists are for, whatever they're really promoting in their councils, we've got to be against. If they're against disarming us, It doesn't mean there aren't some accidents and problems with having an armed society. We've still got to be for it. If they're trying to socialize health care, you get the legislation. It's a eugenics takeover, lowering the quality, raising taxes. We've got to be against it. They want to launch a new war. We've got to be against it. They want open borders. We've got to be against it. I mean, it's very simple. We know these are evil, anti-human, anti-freedom people, and we must stand against everything they stand for. Now, we can intellectualize and then always go down the road and look at why that's the case, but their interests are not the interests of free humanity. So it's very elementary for me.
That's a very, very good point. Let's get it real straight. These people not only don't care about us, they are antagonistic towards us. They want to destroy the human race and bring it under the heel of their global fascist dictatorship.
They want to irrevocably change what humans are in our society, the family, everything, till we are just empty biological androids and their words that they program. This is the end of humanity. This is the extinction of humanity is their stated goal in every document I've got by their transhumanist futurists. These are human-hating scum.
This is what we're dealing with, and therefore, as you quite rightly say, if they're for it, then it's bad for the human race. And we've got to be a bit more kind of streetwise about this and not see everything in black and white. The question of gun ownership, I've never had a gun. I don't want a gun. I don't want to use a gun. I'm not into any of that stuff, but a lot of people have guns in America. The question that comes up is, should people have guns or should people not have guns? And that's a debate, okay? But it's not the debate that's at the heart of what's happening now. The question should be, why do the people who have a deep hatred for humanity, why do they want to disarm the American population now? That's the key thing we ought to be looking at. We can have these debates about this and immigration. The question is, why does the cabal want to do it? And the answer is always because it advances their agenda towards the global fascist dictatorship in which, as you rightly say, it won't just be an economic dictatorship, a political dictatorship. We're talking about a genetic dictatorship where they will not only own our bodies and have literally lawful ownership on our bodies. That's where they're going. But they will genetically control us and control us through microchips. That's where they want to go. And if we're going to get pulled away into diversions of debates about this and debates about that, there's one debate at the moment until we've sorted this. Why do they want to do A, B, C, and D? And that's the question we need to keep asking all the time to keep on top of where we're going.
And we know what they want. They're so arrogant that they all write white papers on government health care, on the environment movement, on cap and trade. They admit it's to shut down industry, bankrupt everyone, have a huge state that's the only thing that's funded, that literally absorbs humanity and begins accelerating their soft kill operations. We know they've already been introducing poisons into our environment and into the vaccines and foods. We've caught them. We've got countless documents where they admit they're doing it. Now they want to accelerate that up to a hot kill level like we've seen in areas of Africa. And thank God you're out there exposing these people.
Well, you know, there are people that know there's a conspiracy. There's people that know that there is a ridiculously few people who are pulling the strings of the world. But we've still got a lot of long way to go with a lot of people to fully understand the scale of what we're dealing with. The rabbit hole goes so deep, it's staggering. And we're not even dealing with just human entities. We're dealing with non-human entities. We're dealing with entities that operate outside the field of vision of what we call visible light, which our eyes can see and appears to be this world. There are other worlds.
Well, David, I'll say this.
Penetrate this one, and it's involving those two. So this is really, really deep stuff that we're dealing with here, not just what appears to be men in dark suits sitting around a table deciding their next move. Much bigger than that.
Well, no, I agree with you because I've studied the elite, and they believe they're in contact with entities. I've been to Bohemian Grove. I've covered Skull and Bones. I've read the Pentagon's own writings. They believe they are being given, every one of them, it says they're channeling things, that they're being directed at the highest levels. At the mid-levels, it's hedonist, it's Satanist, it's people that want money and power. At the top, these are very focused people working 18 hours a day, and they believe they're working for an entity that I can only describe as the devil. People can call it whatever they want. David, stay there. Let's look at some other contemporary issues and from that window expand and go down the rabbit hole from different angles. We'll be back with David Icke. DavidIcke.com is his website. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
David Icke is our guest. So we got into the border issue and how they're overrunning sovereign nations because the globalists want to remake the world in their system. So any culture, whether it's good or bad, they want it out of the way for the corporate culture. This is a short segment. Let's get into the oil spill. David Icke, the oil spill. What's your research on that?
Well, appalling things happening in the Gulf of Mexico now are a classic example of the way the web, the Illuminati web, interfaces with different aspects of itself to create a coordinated policy and a coordinated agenda. I mean, you've got someone, for instance, like Peter D. Sutherland, who was non-executive chairman of BP until a few months ago. He's also non-executive chairman of Goldman Sachs International. He was the director of the World Trade Organization. He was the director of the director general of the World Trade Organization. He was a director of the Bank of Scotland in the run-up to the period where it crashed in 2008 and had to be bailed out by the taxpayer. He's been on the steering committee of the Bilderberg Group. He's a chairman of the Trilateral Commission. He's a chairman of the London School of Economics, one of the great Illuminati universities on the planet created by the Fabian Society. He's financial advisor to the Vatican, brought up in a Jesuit school. The Jesuits, of course, are a major, major player in this global web. He's been one of the major people in Europe pressing for more and more power for the European Union. And while he was non-executive chairman of BP, you had a guy called Lord Brown, who got out before the stuff hit the fan over the Gulf of Mexico. He was so appalling as chief executive of BP that Tony Blair described him as his favorite businessman, so you can see how bad he was. And it was Lord Brown who instigated the policy at BP of cutting safety and cutting all...
Yeah, they've got more violations in Houston alone. Yeah. I saw the number. It's like over 100 times what other oil companies have combined, and they're the top fake environmentalist company that with Enron created the carbon tax scam with Al Gore.
Exactly. And this is how it all interfaces. This is how the web works. You see BP, but it's not just BP. BP's connected to Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is connected to Halliburton, and so it goes on.
And don't forget Queenie. She owns a big part of it.
Yeah, Lord Brown was chief executive of BP when you had that massive explosion at the refinery in Texas City, which people, were killed, and another environmental disaster in so many ways. And he instigated this BP policy, not because they were struggling for money. We must cut costs. No, because he wanted to expand and expand the profits of BP, and one way he could do it was to cut costs. So he cut costs on safety, on checks, and all the rest of it. And that was the sequence of events that eventually led to what happened in the Gulf of Mexico. And then when you look at Goldman Sachs again, as I mentioned with Peter D. Sutherland, selling 44% of its shares in BP in the run-up to what happened in the Gulf. Tony Hayward, the chief executive of BP that followed Lord Brown, sold a lot of his shares in the run-up.
Yeah, over a third. It. Obama dumped his Vanguard stocks in it. They all dumped.
It's got so many red flags all over it that it was, A, prior knowledge, and B, that the thing was a disaster, not waiting to happen. The disaster was made to happen. And then you look at what happened after that, and so many mysteries kind of fade away when you know the story and what the goal is. So the next mystery in all this is, why do BP and the federal government clearly have no real interest in reacting to this disaster, to cleaning up the beaches, to doing what is necessary? Why countries were turned away when they offered help? It's because they want this disaster to be as big as possible. A, yes, to offer solutions like the carbon tax and all the rest of it. Now their climate change scam has been falling apart. But also there is a war by this cabal against the United States. They want to destroy the United States militarily, destroy it economically. They want to destroy everything it stands for, because that has to be brought under the heel of the global cabal if the world government is to have total power. No more superpowers, otherwise you don't have total power.
Now, you've got the 10 regions, as the UN says, with the 10 global directors. This has been on record since the 60s, which they're now moving towards, and that's what's so amazing. They use the U.S. as their henchman, as their funding mechanism, while the U.S. gets all the blame for the global imperial takeover. And now, as they get ready to destroy us, they're moving towards devaluing the dollar. The IMF, World Bank are criticizing our monetary systems. The U.N. is posing as the savior with the global cashless currency. So they use us for their dirty work and then flush us down the toilet when they're done. Stay there, David Icke. Quick break. I want you to come back, segue out of the BP into all these announcements that, okay, we are in a depression, but don't worry. The same bankers that engineered it have got a global government that'll take care of it all for you. They've got a fix. David Icke, straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fox News in New York, we're going to talk to David about this later in the hour, reported that they've got body scanners, car scanners, showed people being forced to drive through x-rays that shoot through cars with gamma rays. I mean, this makes chest x-rays look tame in comparison. Some of the units, the car is driven up and then it's scanned. Others, they drive the car through it. And I guess they tell the foolish troops to do it. Oh, it's okay. Go ahead and do it. They're setting the precedent to literally microwave us in front of everyone. Well, Watson did research, and he's got an amazing article here. New York National Guard involved in mass arrest of U.S. citizens. And we got links now to mainstream news in part two, how great it is that the Guard has arrested 2,000 citizens for petty crimes, including gun possession. I mean, this is martial law. New York National Guard involved in mass arrests of U.S. citizens. Troops assist in over 2,000 arrests last year alone as America sinks into total martial law. And the same thing's happening all over the country. And that's why we saw the mayor of Schenectady a few months ago call for martial law in that little sleepy town. So we're going back to David Icke in a minute. Don't forget, we have made films like Endgame Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and, of course, the Obama deception that go into who these bankers are, how they're controlling society, and what their plan is. And this film, Endgame, gets into the extermination plan. This film is free at Infowars.com when you order it with Invisible Empire or several other of our newest films. And I'm doing that because Endgame, I believe, is probably my most important film, and it's got to be seen quickly. So Infowars.com, there's a link at the top to two different shopping carts that have basically the same specials. We've got a deal where you can get a free ball cap as well up at Infowars.com. Or ask about the free deals and combos when you call. When you buy a DVD, get a free hat. Buy some T-shirts, get a free hat. And your purchase also makes this show possible. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We'll get into this martial law, police state, cybersecurity. Now they're admitting censorship of the Internet with David in a moment. But, David, segueing from the oil, where do you think that's going, A? And, B, the media has now shifted in Europe, as you know, England and the U.S., to saying, okay, it is a depression. After telling us we're in a recovery, now it's a depression. What do you see unfolding with that leading into a possible strike on Iran? What do you see from studying the globalist behavior in the past, which is psychopathic and they do it in patterns? What do you see unfolding?
Well, on the Gulf, they want it to get as bad as possible so they can exploit it as much as possible with solutions to the problem they've created. In terms of the economic situation, I've been saying since 2008 that there's a three-point plan here. One was to crash the economy in 2008 so people could see there was a major problem. This justifies, it doesn't really, but in their efforts to justify it, they say it justifies a staggering, we still don't understand the scale of the transfer of wealth from the population to the banks and the elite that has gone on as a result of this bank bailout. I was reading the other day an article about the fact that these toxic assets of these banks, which the taxpayer money was supposed to have been paid over to sort out, the banks still own the toxic assets. But from what this article was saying, they don't have to appear on the balance sheet until they're sold. So you've got a ticking time bomb there, and you've got balance sheets that are being produced by banks that are absolutely nothing like the actual financial state of that bank. But the second point in this three-stage plan that I was talking about since 2008 was to empty the coffers of governments in terms of reacting to the economic situation. And we have reached that now. I mean, what we're having in Britain is absolutely savage, beyond belief, cuts in public expenditure by the government to react to the incredible debt that they've been.
But the taxes go up, so a larger percentage of the taxes goes directly to the bankers, who were the ones that created the $600 trillion, conservatively, in fake assets, and they won't tell Congress or Parliament where the money went.
Over here in Europe. In Britain, during the Brown Labour government that was replaced recently, this amazing transfer of wealth went from taxpayers to the banking system and to the cabal network in general. And now, unbelievable levels of cuts in public expenditure are being instigated because they say we're in so much trouble because of the debt. Now, wait for this, mate. I talked about earlier about everything connects into everything else. The David Cameron government that has replaced the Brown Labour government has appointed someone to oversee where these savage cuts of billions and billions of pounds are going to be made that are going to fundamentally affect the lives of everyone in this country. Guess who they've appointed? Lord Brown, former chief executive of BP, who was responsible for the decisions that led up eventually to the Gulf oil disaster.
Well, that's like having all these former Goldman Sachs.
They're laughing at us, mate.
I mean, that's like having all these former Goldman Sachs people running every position in the federal government, getting the bailout money and then giving it to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. I mean, it is a new level of crime. And now in the U.S., under the Federal Reserve expansion and powers, they're being given a new secret office with unlimited funds to, quote, take over any area of the economy they wish. So they're being given dictatorial power right now, and the same thing's being done in Greece and everywhere else. This is their global coup d'etat. They're going for it all. And then that segues into the UN and the IMF announcing we need to start phasing out all the currencies and going to an SDR basket, and we need a global government that you pay your carbon taxes to finance this. And who are the biggest investors in carbon credits? Well, it's Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, BP, and a handful of others. It's always the same inner cabal.
Exactly. And you've got this guy in America who was the great new messiah, Obama, who, if anything, is worse than Bush and that whole period, because it's speeding up now. I mean, this man is not even subtle. He's just agreeing to everything necessary to allow this to speed up and speed up and speed up. And I say this to people, you know, all that's happening now was predicted a long, long time ago. Not because of people sitting in darkened rooms smoking something and coming to some conclusions, but from hard research, from documents, from written material saying what these people were planning to do. And it's unfolding now. It wasn't prophecy. It was research. Now, we have to then decide, where do we draw the line here? We didn't draw it when it was first pointed out because, it's just conspiracy theorists. Well, are we going to draw it now? Or are we going to draw it a few months down the road when it's even worse, a year or two down the road when what's happening today will be nothing compared with then? When are we going to draw the line? There's nothing in anybody's life. I don't care who they are. I don't care where they are. There's nothing more important in anybody's life than focusing on what is going on, and we coming together as a population, irrespective of race, religion, color, creed, income bracket, and saying, what are we going to do together to stop this? Because at the moment, we have got a tail, actually at the core, a tiny tail, wagging a massive dog. And unless we start focusing on this and cut out the diversions that are designed to stop us focusing on this, then it's just going to get worse. But the power is still in our hands. There are so many of us and so few of those in full knowledge who are actually manipulating us. Come on, wake up. Do something.
David Icke's.
There's never nothing that we can do. What can I do? Well, sit down. How can you make a contribution to this? How can you communicate this information? Even if it's calling into a radio show in the mainstream or something and just saying this is going on, go to this website, go to this radio program. They'll tell you what's going on. There's nothing that...
There's already a huge awakening happening. We've got to accelerate it because not only is that little tail wagging this giant dog, they're going to pose with their false solutions to the crisis they created. That's their methodology, as you know, problem, reaction, solution, to bring us deeper under their control unless we're there every step of the way going, you're the crooks, you're the social engineers, you're the controllers, you're the one that did this. How asinine to give the Federal Reserve that engineered this even more power. How asinine to give the Bank of England, who engineered this on record, more power. Look at your connections. Look at how you're involved in this. Look at what you've done. We've got to be there. That's why they want to shut down the internet, because they're panicked. Now, let's talk about that. Chinese net-style censorship now coming to Australia, coming to New Zealand, coming to Italy, coming to France. Open announcements in our news that, yes, it's going to be more draconian, but to keep you safe, because Al-Qaeda is about to shut the internet down, so we've got to have the power to shut it down to save it. We're going to track everything you do. We're going to block what websites you can visit. Already Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are already censored on the free broadband in many cities in Europe. We've confirmed that. The government here, the FCC, saying they're going to take it over. Cass Sunstein saying he's going to censor it. There's no doubt that line in the sand, if we don't stand up against tyrants, is whatever we'll put up with, as Thomas Jefferson said. They aren't going to push it to the limit. And so, again, showing that we have power, David, doesn't that indicate it, that now they are moving against the web, even though that exposes them, because they realize that there is an accelerated awakening happening?
Well, let me give you an example, just a simple example, of which is an example that can be expressed globally. One of the... appalling, horrific things that's going on in the world, again, part of the agenda, is for social services and police to steal children from their parents in extraordinary numbers now in America, all over the world, in Britain, on the basis of fake
situations. And it's now mainstream news in England, I mean, for those that just tuned in, that they've actually got quotas before a baby's even born, and they admit they trump it up. These are children snatchers.
They are. They're stealing children. And in at least in parts of America, like California, I think it's all over America, there are federal financial incentives for social services to take more and more children from their parents. But the point I'm making here is that there's a lady, her name's Maureen Spallack in Liverpool in England, and she had her children stolen, three of them, years ago now. And they were given away to foster parents by the social services. And in the years since, the Liverpool police and social services have run a vendetta against this woman as she tries to get her children back. She was actually arrested. This is just one example. I could list a number of outrageous things that happened. She was arrested and taken to court for sending a birthday card to one of the children that the state stole. The other day, a few days ago, the Liverpool police picked her up again for sending a text message to someone. They put her in jail in Liverpool. And the reason that the family courts that decide all this are held in secret is not to protect the children, as they claim, is to protect the system and the Satanists and the paedophiles from stealing the children through social services. The point I'm leading to, however, is this. I put on my website when I heard about this how gutless, disgusting, and pathetic the Liverpool police were, and a number for Liverpool police to let people say what they thought about what they were doing to this woman. She was in custody at the time. And a few hours later, they let this lady go and they dropped the charges because their phone system crashed. So many people rang in to complain of what they were doing to this lady that their whole phone system.
They couldn't keep their child kidnapping going, so they said, open the phones up. We got more kids to grab.
Yeah.
But it's actually come out in the Telegraph, and it's actually come out here in the U.S. that they have quotas on what color hair, eyes,
yeah.
that before a mother has a child, they're already planning the fake charges. And it's come out over and over again that so many of the CPS workers are pedophiles.
Exactly.
Because they can get away with everything.
They're pedophiles and they're Satanists. Not all of them, nothing like all of them, but the people that run the show invariably are. I've been researching this for decades.
No, I mean, it's in the newspaper every day that they catch
sure.
top CPS workers.
The short point is, though, Alex, that when people, the public, phone this police station in large numbers and said, this is disgusting, we're not having it. In other words, the secrecy and the shadow level that they do this on was taken away. This lady was released and the charges were dropped. We have the power. They're terrified of the public.
That's why they're arming against this. That's why they're surveilling. That's why they're admitting they're surveilling now, because they know they've committed crimes. They know they're run by crooks, and they are scared.
Yes, but what we have to do is understand our power to change this. You know, we're talking about a handful of people in full knowledge manipulating the lives of billions. What are we doing?
Well, that's why you've written the new book, Mankind, Get Off Your Knees.
Yeah, Human Race, Get Off Your Knees, it's called. It's just out, and the subtitle is The Lion Sleeps No More, because within us is a lion. It is the real human being being suppressed by the human being that has been programmed to think it has no power, the human being to fear authority, to fear the consequences of taking on authority, of refusing to cooperate with authority. That's the lion I'm talking about within people, and that lion is starting to come out, but it needs to come out in very much larger numbers.
And we need the police and the military and others who are starting to wake up to realize you're compartmentalized as well. The globalists have genetically modified the GMO food to sterilize and give you cancer. They add the chemicals of the water to sterilize you and give you cancer. We have all the government documents we've covered. Even Fox News reported yesterday that Maryland has banned bisphenol A that they're putting in the plastic products that does sterilize men. I mean, the White House science czar admits they're doing this. You are under attack, too. And David, you've talked about compartmentalization. We need to get the police and military to realize, even if they consciously see themselves as on the winning team and part of the New World Order, they're not. They are seen by the New World Order as an even bigger enemy than the general public in the globalist documents we've gotten.
I think is very important to stress to those in uniform and to those in the dark suits in government who are serving this system while not actually instigating it, they're serving it. You have no power. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you've got how many kind of stars on your uniform. I don't care what level of the police force you're in. I don't care if you're doing roadblocks. I don't care if you're pulling people off the street. I don't care what you're doing. You have no power. Your uniform has the power. Take your uniform off, okay? Put it in the wardrobe. Where's your power? Go and get another job without that uniform. Where's your power? You have no power. You are employed to animate that uniform, which is an extension of the state. And that's all you are, and therefore you are expendable. While you give your soul away, while you give your mind away, while you give your morals and decency away, advancing this fascist dictatorship, you will be okay with the fascists that you're serving. But your children and your grandchildren have to live in the world you are creating. And one day you're going to have to understand that, and I don't envy you that moment, because it's going to be horrific when it dawns upon you the world that you've actually created. The people in uniform and the dark suits that administer the system while not being the originators of it, they have to start breaking ranks, okay? Get some backbone, open your mind, look at what's going on, and get some freaking backbone before you administer and impose and enforce a world that will be grotesque for your children and grandchildren. In fact, not even that, for yourself. Eventually.
Yeah, you're not going to have to wait now for your kids to be destroyed.
No, you're not, absolutely.
And David, very well said there. I want to try to keep you 5 minutes into the next hour before Sheriff Richard Mack, so we have as much time as possible to go over issues. But I really do see the denial lifting. A lot of them don't have even a partial view of what's going on, but they know something's wrong, and that's why I challenge people to don't expect you're going to save the world by yourself or overnight. Hollywood pushes that image of Arnold Schwarzenegger or John Wayne saving everybody, and people always look to me, they look to you, others, Ron Paul, you've got to save us. No, it's that act of defiance, that act of awakening, that act of courage. Resistance is victory, and it's understanding the enemy. And it's everybody speaking out. One little cricket isn't very loud, but you get a field of those, it is a deafening roar. And we're a lot bigger and more powerful than a cricket. And we've all just got to do little things every day and realize what's going on. And this system will come to a halt. And they know that. And they are desperate to throw us into a crisis, to make themselves matter, to make us beach ourselves on their government, on their corporate structure. And so many people within their system are starting to defect. So many people that have become powerful off their system call me, contact me, talk to me off record, and they say, I wish I would have known this. So many people that even work for the system are compartmentalized, and now through my broadcast, your work, and others, they can finally see the larger paradigm around them from the cog that they filled. And so by getting that full spectrum analysis, they can then see the full spectrum dominance that the globalists have built. I mean, Rothkopf, who we had on the show, who wrote Superclass, says there's less than 6,000 people that rule the world and only 20 families that they serve. So this is now admitted publicly, and we can defeat these people. We must defeat these people.
I've got two words to say. Kendra Arneson, who's come out and done so much great work exposing what BP are doing in the Gulf of Mexico, and how the whole cleanup stuff is a sham, how the fishermen and other people are being exploited and treated appallingly. Now they've lost their way of life. They have to serve BP.
And BP's not sending them checks. That was
him. Yeah. she is a shining light of what can be done. A few days ago, a week or so ago, she was a mother. And now she's standing up to these people and doing a magnificent job. And anybody can do it. It's just...
And if they arrest her, it's going to backfire. And if they arrest her, it's going to backfire.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, no one said it was going to be easy. This is the question. Are we going to draw the line now, Alex, and take the challenges and sacrifices that takes to stay here and no further? Or are we going to wait a bit longer until they get more and more control and try to do it then, when this agenda is further down the road than it is now? Or then a bit further. And then when are we actually going to say enough, you know? Because, you know, it's like... That famous phrase by the Christian pastor after Nazi Germany, first they came for the Jews and I was not a Jew, so I did nothing. Then they came for the trade unionists, I was not a trade unionist, so I did nothing. Then they came for the communists, I was not a communist, so I did nothing. You know, this is about all of us. It's not about one group of people, one income bracket, one race, one religion. These are all fault lines for engineered divide and rule. The target is all of us. So all of us need to come together. Put our hands together, put our minds together, and say here and no further. When we stop cooperating with the system cannot operate. They cannot operate the system without our acquiescence. We must stop acquiescing, and we must do it now. Human race, get off your knees. We have been there for long enough. No more.
Well, the human race is getting up off its knees, and that's why the system is howling with anger. Let's get into the police state in the minutes we've got left, David, and I want to hold you five over if you can do it.
Okay.
The police state, it's even shocking me how fast they're moving. We have now discovered just today, this is unbelievably important news, that all over the country, not just New York, but Illinois, you name it, the military, Marines, Army, National Guard are arresting citizens nationwide with police. And this has been going on for several years, and I wasn't even aware. Now they're putting it out on TV like it's a good thing. I mean, again, I didn't even know the magnitude, David. This is incredible.
Yeah, and it is what I call over the years the totalitarian tiptoe. Where you're at A and you know you're going to Z, but if you go in too big a leap, then people look up and say, what's going on? Because the change in your society is so blatantly obvious. So they do it in steps. But of course, the nearer they get to the goal, the steps get quicker and quicker, because it's a simple equation. The more you centralize power, the more power you then have to centralize even quicker. And that's why the momentum of centralization and dictatorship gets faster and faster, because the more power you have, the quicker you can push it on. The more power you have, the quicker you can push it on. And this is why we've reached the point now where they've centralized so much power in so many areas of our lives that they can now push this whole agenda on across a great spectrum of subjects and areas of our society.
And they use every new crisis as a way to say, no media, no local officials, no one's allowed. You know, you're not getting your checks for the fishing we've shut down. You know, you're not allowed to have a gun. You're not allowed to protect yourself. And we're like, where's the law? And they said, we don't need any stinking law.
Yeah, what they've done in a series of steps getting faster and faster is take away the checks and balances, the checks and balances, the checks and balances. They did it most blatantly with the checks and balances they took away to stop the free-for-all in the financial markets, the financial industry, and look what that led to. And every single time one of these checks and balances has been suggested to be taken away, every time the people that could have stood up to that and thought, well, you know, I'm either can't be bothered or this, I have no power to do that, what can I do, then they have played a part in where we've reached now. So can we learn from that, please, and say, okay, we've made mistakes in the past when we didn't stand up to what we should have stood up to, and so we better learn from those mistakes now and start standing up here, because if we don't, then it's going to be a lot more difficult down the road.
David Icke is our guest. We're going to do five more minutes with him, and then Sheriff Richard Mack's coming on, and I've got a few other key, quick questions for David, but the time with him has sure gone fast. The new book is, of course, available at davidicke.com. Our books, videos, materials are all available at infowars.com. And supporting the type of work we're doing is so vital. You don't need to be told that, do you?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.